I love camping. I hate camping. That's how Dan White starts his new book called Under the Stars. He writes about his personal journey to connect with nature and about how we created our car camping, REI shopping, backcountry culture. White told me camping is really just a Victorian passion that got out of hand after the Civil War. Men trying to find inspiration in nature, as the romantic poets once had. Except those romantic campers, they never went out into the woods alone. White says they feared the woods, and we're still scared.
It's amazing how we can toggle back to that fear. There's a new Blair Witch Project movie coming out. I have a feeling it'll be a smash because it's something that we just have inside us, this inherent fear of the woods, in addition to these other factors too. But I think that we initially began to modulate that because we took these baby steps into the wild. I'm thinking of the romantic campers that you just referenced, and very often, I mean, almost to a man, they would not go out there by themselves. They would hire a guide, a wilderness guide. And these days, it's not that unusual to hire a wilderness guide if you're doing something technical, if you're climbing up a steep mountain, but these people would just hire a wilderness guide for any old workaday camp out. And the guides would do just about everything. They would build the campfire. They would slash the trees down to make a one-use shelter. They would pick the best places to camp. They would hunt and fish for you. But in a sense, they were also bodyguards against the perceived, the unknown, the beasts, the creatures out there. These people would keep you safe. And at the same time, they would kind of make everything authentic for you just by being there. In a sense, we had these baby steps, and I think even later on, with all the technology we use to go camping, the RVs that we use, the tents we use, the all-season gear we use, in a sense, what it does is it allows us to penetrate further into the backcountry, but in a sense, it also estranges us from the forces of nature and chaos that once repelled us from the woods. So I do think that over the years, human beings have developed these various hacks and buffers that allow us to go out into the woods without feeling like we're completely surrendering to it.
Is there something important about keeping the fear?
I think there is something important about keeping a healthy dose of apprehension. People need to go out there and have a healthy respect for what they're getting into. I think there needs to be a little bit of a healthy dose of caution. The idea that gear can break down, your GPS device can fall in a creek, that in a sense, expecting the worst from nature isn't the worst thing because you should stay on your toes out there. I mean, I think that's part of it. But I also feel like having a healthy respect for the power of nature also reminds us of our place in the scheme of things, to not overplay our hands, to not meddle with nature too much.
You talk about how America fell in love with camping, but don't you mean white America mainly?
Basically, we had all of these values that were built into camping that were history specific and that were Caucasian specific. Transcendentalism in the 1830s and Nature being published by Emerson, you're thinking, what's happening in the African American community at the same time that's coming out? Well, that's slavery, millions of people enslaved. And then I think another value that's really tied up with camping, look at just about any big RV brand, and there's this manifest destiny themes in all the RVs. And, during manifest destiny, African Americans were often oppressed violently in these territories that we were creating out west. And so there's a whole different kind of engagement with nature. And now, even though the demographics are really lopsided, you have these meetup groups, you have these advocacy groups for not just African-American campers, but also Hispanic campers, for Asian-American campers, who are, I think, going to change the demographic picture of camping within the next few years. I think that the picture is going to be different in the future.
And why is that important?
I think it's really important because we're thinking about these places as the commons. We're thinking about these places that we all pay taxes to support and protect. These places are ours. And it just gives me a kind of a strange feeling when I think, well, when we say ours, we're really just saying that as a euphemism for one group, because I think of the history of camping as something that starts off as very restricted and very elitist just for one small micro group, and then gradually it expands, becomes a bit more populist. And so if I see something that kind of goes against that democratic impulse, that evolution of camping, it makes me uneasy because I feel like I don't want to think I'm engaging in an elitist activity or an activity that's restricted to one group. I want camping to be for everybody because it takes place in these wild places that are set aside for everyone.
You wrote in your book, I love camping, I hate camping.
It's absolutely true. You know, it's funny because when I talk to people who love camping, I completely get it. And when I talk to people who would never go camping, I completely get it. There was a girl I interviewed when I did this trip out to the Everglades, a teenage kid, who said, this is dirty, this is gross, I can't stand this, except for selective moments, I don't want to do this again. And I completely related to it, except for someone like me, the whole experience in its entirety is addictive. And I think that I am willing to deal with the fact that I'm ambivalent about it because there's this enchantment that I find every time, because I have a sense of rapture along with all the other things that go wrong. And I think that after a while, one develops a certain camping attitude that allows us to deal with ambivalence. In other words, we go out there and we kind of expect to get the best and the worst of it. And I've just grown accustomed to this because I've been camping ever since I can remember, and I always have felt that kind of split.
Dan White's book is called Under the Stars, How America Fell in Love with Camping.